From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a former Army interrogator on the rules that should govern interrogations. First, though, seven more U.S. service members have been reprimanded in connection with the abuse of Iraqi prisoners at the Baghdad area prison. Six U.S. military police are already facing criminal charges. Photographs of Iraqis being sexually and physically abused continue to draw condemnation from here in the U.S. and overseas. The officer who oversaw the Abu Ghraib prison, that's Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, spoke about the prisoners' mistreatment on ABC's Good Morning America program today.
When I saw the photos, I was sickened by them. I just found it unbelievable. They were despicable acts in photographed. I did not know anything about it, and had I known anything about it, I certainly would have reacted very quickly.
NPR's Jackie Northam is covering the story. She joins us now from Washington. Jackie, remind us, what are the specific allegations in the case?
Well, the allegations of abuse concerning the photographs are that these six military police, you know, they took photographs of them posing next to Iraqi men who were nude, and quite often in sort of sexual poses, that type of thing. And within the Arab world, this is just simply taboo. There was another shot of one of the Iraqi prisoners on a chair who was completely cloaked, and it looked like he had electrical wires coming out of his hands and his feet. But beyond those pictures, Alex, there's other allegations of abuse, and this comes from an internal Army report, which says that there was, you know, the prisoners were beaten with broom handles and chairs. They were threatened with rape. One of the prisoners was sodomized with possibly a broomstick, and that they used military dogs to, you know, intimidate these prisoners. So we have it from the photographs, but we also have an internal report written by an Army major.
Jackie, what is the Pentagon doing about this, and is it being handled in Washington or Baghdad or both?
Well, as far as the photos are concerned, once those leaked out, the military launched several investigations just to get some sort of sense at how widespread it is, how interrogation is carried out. And one of the very important parts is whether this sort of behavior was condoned by, you know, the military intelligence officers or the supervisors, the people that carried out the interrogations. As far as this internal Army report, which is quite damning, you have General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, saying he hasn't even seen it yet. It seems a bit in chaos right now, Alex. You know, these reports have been out, these allegations have been out for a while, but everybody's just trying to play catch-up at this point right now.
What are the conditions in Abu Ghraib prison today? Can the Army at least tell you that?
Well, I spoke with the family of one of the soldiers that's facing court-martial for these photographs now, and they were saying that there's less than a dozen soldiers that are taking care of about 900 prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. And, you know, the family of the soldier was saying that they were told by the soldier that the place is out of control. There's contractors, private contractors who do interrogations coming in at their whim. There's FBI coming in, CIA coming in. And this soldier had actually tried to, set up a sign-up sheet just to try and control who was coming in and what they were doing there. But it didn't work. And this is what General Karpinski was saying as well, is that, you know, we didn't know who was in control.
This is a report you're giving to us from the family members of military service people who've been charged in this. What does the Pentagon say? What is the military saying about the number of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison and the guards assigned to it?
They're not really saying a lot at this point. They're saying, as I said, General Myers said he hadn't seen this report. I mean, there's widespread disgust about the photographs. There's no question about that. They're saying that this is a small number of people who have tainted the whole U.S. military, and certainly there's a sense that it could jeopardize very sensitive relations within the Arab world right now.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Washington. Jackie, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.